We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At the end of the day, the team that makes the least amount of mistakes, that's the team that comes away with a victory.
If you're not fired up to play a team that's beat you three times in a row in the AFC Championship game, then you're not going to be fired up for any game.
Chiefs-Bengals for a trip to the Super Bowl. Doesn't get better than this.
Ready to go play in Jiha Stadium. I mean, no, I'm just joking.
We've got the best from the podium this week, including the latest update on Patrick Mahomes' injured ankle, coming up in this week's press coverage.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of Press Coverage with Marlia Campbell. Hear from sports players and coaches as they get ready for game day. The top storylines and headlines people are talking about, straight from the people they're talking about. Press Coverage is proudly sponsored by 360 Vodka, a holiday distillery favorite. Don't forget to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything from the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network of 2022. And now, let's go to Marlia to get all the latest on the Chiefs' upcoming game.
You know, you think about it a little bit, but really it's going to really settle in when you're done. When you're totally done, you realize that you went to five. I mean, we had five AFC Conference Championships at our place in a row. I mean, it's just amazing. But, you know, you really don't have time to dwell on that. I mean, besides when you guys ask us. But, you know, it's special. It really is.
It's an honor and a privilege to be here for the fifth straight year. Says a lot about this organization. Says a lot about our leadership. We got a big one this week.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? Welcome back to another episode of Press Coverage. We've got the biggest game of the year right around the corner, so we're not going to waste any time here. A lot of storylines to get to this week, but there's one that trumps all others. How is Patrick Mahomes' ankle doing, and will he be healthy enough to lead the Chiefs to the Super Bowl on Sunday? Head coach Andy Reid kept his Friday update short, sweet, and optimistic.
Yeah, he looks good. I mean, he's moving around good. Yeah, I think he'd go out and play.
You've probably seen those videos of Mahomes jogging around at practice or walking up to the press conference podium. Well, Mahomes has seen those too.
Yeah, I mean, no one knows unless they get to actually put their hands on it and see it. But all I can do is just prepare my body the best way possible. I mean, I've seen the videos and everything like that of me walking. I don't know what you can really get from me walking. I think people will see on Sunday where I'm at, and I'll see on Sunday where I'm at. I'm just going to prepare my body the best way during the week to be in the best position possible.
Patrick, obviously you don't get a chance to.
Have you felt better as you've gone through this each day?
Yeah, it's kind of throughout the day you have highs and lows, I guess you would say. I mean, you get yourself ready to go for practice. You practice hard as you can, and then after you're obviously a little bit sore than you were before, you work on it and do your treatment and stuff after to get in the best shape for whenever you go to sleep and you wake up and do it all over again. So I think progressively I've gotten better throughout the week, and I'm just going to try to keep doing that, keep that same mentality and push it, but then at the same time be ready to go whenever the game comes up.
Patrick, I know, you know, for what happened Sunday, going into this week's game, how much conversation have you had with your linemen or the coaches have had with your offensive line? Let them know whatever happens, don't let Pat get touched.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have that mindset every game. I mean, it's a great challenge for them. I mean, not only me having this injury and everything that comes with that, but at the same time, they're playing against a great defense. For them, I know they're excited for the challenge. Go up against a great football team and a great defense. And I'll do whatever I can to help them out as much as I can and do whatever I can to help our team out have success.
In the meantime, here's his latest peek behind the curtain. This is from Thursday.
Yeah, I thought I had a good day yesterday. Obviously, things you had to work through here and there. But overall, probably better than I expected, being able to go out there and throw the football around and get the reps in that I needed to get in.
You know what? I see Patrick so much during the day. I talk to him, and then I have my normal meetings with Rick, and he tells me, and I'm the best thing I get from it is either from Pat, but most of all what he's doing playing. You can see, yeah, that's where you see it. So he's doing well. He's doing well in rehab. He did well on the field.
Yeah, I have a lot of good people around me everywhere. I mean, if you talk about the training staff here, you talk about the weight staff here, and then you talk about Bobby. I mean, we do a lot of things to kind of preventative stuff, and you can't prevent all injuries, but you can prepare your body the best way possible so that whenever stuff like this last game happens, you're able to bounce back quickly. And so we've done a lot of ankle and knee and foot stuff, especially after my last few injuries I've had. And I think that's prepared me to bounce back quickly here and be able to be in a good spot that hopefully I'm able to go out there and give 100% during the game.
Also in injury news, here's the latest on wide receiver Mecole Hardman, who's been sidelined since November. As of the recording of this podcast, he has not been ruled out.
Yeah, no, he's worked his tail off. I think he's feeling better than what he was definitely last week, yeah. So we'll see how he does. I mean, he's practicing.
Yeah, I mean, it's excitement, man. When you start the season, you want everybody in the playoffs. You want guys to be there and to enjoy that moment because when you work throughout the year, it can become a grind. And, I mean, we're all professionals and we're all playing the sport that we love, but the playoffs is what we really are playing for. And so to get as many guys back as possible and to get healthy as we can, I mean, it gives us the best chance to go out there and do whatever we can to find a way to get a win.
It's no secret this Bengals team has had the Chiefs' number as of late. They've finished 3-0 against the Chiefs in 2022, including knocking them out in this game at Arrowhead.
It's two good football teams that are going against each other. At the end of the day, the team that makes the least amount of mistakes, that's the team that comes away with a victory. So for the past three times that we've played them, obviously we've made the mistakes. They've capitalized on them. We got to sustain drives. We have to finish. We have to protect the football. More than anything, we got to strain the finish. And I know that encompasses a lot, but when you look at it, this defense, these guys do a great job of just finishing. I mean, and it starts up front. You look at those two defensive ends, they get after it. You look at Reeder, they get after it. Those guys are relentless. And so if you want to beat this team, you have got to out-effort them, okay? You got to out-strain them. You got to be willing to play to the echo of the last whistle. So that's the type of game this is going to be. Put your hand in the dirt, knuckle up, 60-minute dogfight. And then after that, if we have to go additional minutes, hey, drink some water, get your Kool-Aid. Hey, we got to go do it. We got to go fight.
Listen, God is good, man. It's like a 4-3-60, right? Same thing, same circumstances under Burrowhead Stadium. So feeling good about it.
Did you just say Burrowhead Stadium?
Yeah, Burrowhead Stadium, right? Yeah.
That's Chris Jones. So, yeah, as if revenge and, oh, a trip to the Super Bowl wasn't enough of a motivating factor, the Chiefs have heard the chatter from Cincinnati this week. Bengals cornerback Mike Hilton coined the term Burrowhead after their divisional round win over the Bills. Here's how Jones, Mahomes, and L'Jarius Sneed are responding.
I can't control anyone else. I think this program is run like that. It's been run like that for years. We don't do a lot of talking. We just go out and play the game. Respectfully.
Yeah, I think different guys use it different ways. I just try to go out there and prepare myself to play my best football. I mean, if you're not fired up to play a team that's beat you three times in a row in the AFC Championship game, then you're not going to be fired up for any game. So I'm excited to play up against a great football team and try to do my best effort to go out there and get a win.
No, I'm not worried about that. You know, we come and play football. That's what we're here to do, and try to get to the bowl.
And the Bengals' answer to playing in KC again. Here's quarterback Joe Burrow, head coach Zach Taylor, and wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase.
We've been in these spots. We have the experience. We know what team we're playing, team that's been to this game the last five seasons, and they've all been in that stadium. So, to me, they're still the team to beat, and we're coming for them, but we know it's going to be tough. We know it's going to be hard fought, and we know the kind of players that they have on that side.
Understanding the routine is so important for week to week. The buildup is really outside our building in terms of the magnitude of these games. For us, we're walking onto grass to go play a team. It's going to be a loud environment, but for us, that's what it comes down to, is let's put in a good 7 days of work and let's go out there against a good team and put our best foot forward and let everybody else make of it what they want to make it. Yeah, we understand that there's an AFC championship on the line, but our guys generally don't feel the pressure because of that. It's just, let's get ready with this game. Let's go out there, put our best foot forward. And if we play great, then we're going to have a great chance to win.
Yeah, it was definitely loud, but you know, I think we excel in those situations, and our communication has been great on the road. It was flawless last week in Buffalo in a really loud, hostile environment, and that's something that we take pride in, is communication, being on the same page and going from there.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing a good job on the road this year and last year. I feel like so it's not nothing we haven't faced before, you know what I'm saying? So we got to go in there, be poised, under pressure, and ready to execute, like I'm saying.
All right, that's enough on that. We're going to get into more of the schematic side of things and how the Chiefs plan to finally pick up a win over the Bengals right after this.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
Four NFL teams, two conference championship games, and only a few more shots to win big on the playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook, unofficial sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Not a new customer? You can feel the same conference championship thrills with stepped-up same-game parlays. Take your shot at an even bigger NFL payout and boost your winnings with each leg add up to 100%. I love the stepped-up same-game parlays. I know DraftKings loves me making the stepped-up same-game parlays. You always feel like you got a shot, and you always get the big wins. You get the big boost on their wonderful app that I just absolutely love. I think it's the best sportsbook app around. Can't beat it. It's very user-friendly. And here's what you got to do. You got to download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KCSN. New customers can bet $5 on the conference championships and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code KCSN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
The guy that finds a way to win. Both these guys do that. I don't think anything bothers either one of these quarterbacks. I really don't. I mean, you can say, I mean, listen, defensive football, you say hit the quarterback, hit the quarterback, hit the quarterback, and eventually, you know, they get happy feet or, you know, the ball. They don't, these two guys don't do that. They just line up and play the next play. That's the most amazing thing to me about both the quarterbacks.
Burrow and company have been the Chiefs' kryptonite. All three of the Chiefs' losses to the Bengals last year came down to just 3 points each. Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, special teams coordinator Dave Tobe, and Chris Jones laid out the little things Kansas City will need to do to finally get over this hump.
Yeah, that we need to do a lot better. You know, the one thing that stuck out, and because it's a team game, I put up a sheet the other day of the drives that they had against us the last time we played them, and their 9 and their 10 play and their 11 play, and that means that our quarterback doesn't have the football. And so somehow, some way, we got to make sure the drives are shorter and we can get the ball back. So I'm talking about, you know, time of possessions, right? That's got to change, and it all begins with the run game. We've talked a lot about that. These guys are great at throwing the football, but we're going to respect the run game and make sure we don't.
Right. I mean, these games, and particularly this team, you know, it's always a close game, and you know, we're practicing hard. The guys' attention to detail has been outstanding so far this week. You know, we got a lot more work to do, but still, it's been pretty awesome.
I think it's the team who defense who costs the most turnovers, and the offense who makes the least amount of mistakes. You know, their teams tend to prevail. So, you know, we got a huge challenge ahead of us. But a great team, great offense, heck of a quarterback. And we know what's ahead of us. We know what we have to do in order to, you know, overcome these obstacles. And we just got to put the ball down.
Well, they've got great wide receivers and tight ends. So they'll try to stress the middle of the field. With those guys, I think that seeing that, like they've seen the last couple, you know, in Justin's case, the last time, will help him. Yeah, sure. And you know, they've got good talent there. Yeah.
It's been the finishing part of it, right? We've talked a lot about that. Certain schemes we have for certain pass rushes. We're going to try to do it all. This guy's elite at everything that he does. It's not just throwing the football. It's throwing it to the right spots. It's making the right decisions. It's getting out of trouble when he's rushed by some good pass rushers. You got to find a way to be a little bit under control because he's nifty.
And Burrow is playing his best football right now, leading the Bengals to 10 straight wins heading into Sunday.
When you watch him, he just is the word I come up is nifty. He never panics in the pocket. Feels like he's got like six eyeballs around his head, right? No, seriously. You know, we watched him last night. Joe and I were watching him, and there's a rusher coming in. Looks like he's going to get him. And Joe didn't do very much, but he made a move, never lost balance, took a couple of steps, threw the ball downfield. He's elite. You got to be more under control is the only thing I could say. We've worked on that. And yet, if you try to rush controlled too much, you never get there, right? But it's both ways. We got to cover really good on the back end to give our pass rushers time, and then we got to find a way to finish.
He sees all 22 faster than most, and that's why he's able to play at the level he does. There's plenty of things he sees well before I would. I wouldn't be. I obviously can't do what he does. Nobody can. But he just, that's why he operates at a different level. He starts with protections. It starts with, you know, coverage looks, where he's got all those little tells where he can just, you know, take a pretty good shot at what they're going to be in. And if not, he's already got his response of where he's going to go with the ball. And so he's able to play really fast that way because he can see the whole field. And again, that's the preparation that leads into the game. And then he's able to play really fast when he walks out there on the field.
Yeah. He's a strong kid. You know, and he is elusive, and you've got to make sure that you wrap him up. And Chris probably said it the best. He was the one out there, you know, working it. And he's a heck of a football player.
On the flip side of the ball, we already know Mahomes won't be at 100%. So it's going to be up to the offensive line to give him some time and keep him untouched.
I think they have that mindset every game. It's a great challenge for him. I mean, not only me having this injury and everything that comes with that, but at the same time they're playing against a great defense, for them, I know they're excited for the challenge. Go up against a great football team and a great defense, and I'll do whatever I can to help them out as much as I can, and do whatever I can to help our team out have success.
They have a pretty healthy amount of defensive things that they've done throughout the year. And I'm sure they'll have a wrinkle here or there for us coming into this one. So, but we've got, you know, we've got things within the game plan to be able to adjust to things. And if we have to draw up a new one, we'll draw up a new one. But, you know, whatever we have to do to to get the job done.
Yeah, it'll be a great challenge this week because, I mean, they change coverages a lot. They never seem like you can. You never seems like you can get a real good feel for what they're in. They like to just keep throwing different pitches at you, and that's what makes them such a great team, and that's what's going to make it such a great game. Is we have a lot of great offensive minds, and on our side of, on offense, and we're going to make sure we're going to try to throw different pitches at them, and they'll do the same to us and all their defensive coaches and defensive players that they have, and so. It becomes a great matchup between two great teams, and that's what you want in the AFC Championship.
Sunday's game kicks off at 5:30 on KCTV5.
Take care. See y'all at Burrowhead Stadium.
Make sure to tune in to KCSN for live coverage on YouTube and Twitter as soon as the game ends.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN. Covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.